We discussed about the question and answer between the 17th Patriarch and 18th Patriarch. Whether bell is ringing or wind is ringing. The teacher said, the disciples said, not wind nor bell ringing, but our mind is and the teacher said, what kind of mind is it? And the disciple said, the mind of complete calmness. And usually, when we hear someone say, no bear or not bear or wind, but mind is ringing, then most people say, oh, that is very good answer. But that is not a complete answer. Mind is ringing means, if we don't hear the bell, you know, there's no sound. Because our mind is, I hear it, and our mind recognizes the sound exists. That is true, but that is not perfect answer. Why? No. The sound of the bell, it's the activity of whole universe, and wind is also activity of whole universe, which covers everything. That we hear our activity of mind is also the activity of a whole universe, not only my activity, but also the activity of whole universe. So one activity includes everything. In this case, that mind is called big mind or capital mind. My mind, is our mind is a small mind, but mind which includes everything is capital mind. Although the character is same, but we understand this character in two ways. small mind and big mind. So the, what kind of mind is it? Small mind or big mind? Yeah. Although the teacher didn't say so, but he meant what he meant. What kind of mind is it? Is it the mind which hears something, which recognizes something, and disciple said, no, that mind is big mind, which is in complete calmness. That was his answer. Now, this is, you know, how we practice Zazen. How our mind work or exist is how each one's own mind exist is so called it interrelationship. So my mind is supported by all of you, you know, and each one's mind is supported by all of mind. So, you know, and at the same time, each one's mind is supporting, you know, supporting everyone's mind. So, you know, arrow comes from all of you, and I'm receiving it. And at the same time, I'm giving, you know, my mind to each one of you like this. That is how our mind exists and how things exist. That is so-called interrelationship. Interrelationship does not mean just between two, but between every being which exists in this world. So, you know, it is does a difficult. It is difficult to say this my mind or your mind. We cannot say, you know, exactly if this mind is mine or yours. In this way, our mind exists. But actually, our mind exists in this way, but because of our karma, we are doing something extra. We have many trouble. Originally, we have no trouble between us, but we have homemade trouble. That is so called karma. And as long as we exist, everyone has karma. And from which it is not possible to escape from it all of a sudden. Little by little, you can change your karma. but you cannot. We should know at this point, also. Even though you practice Zazen or attain enlightenment. On the other hand, you have your own karma. Until you are quite free from your karma, it takes time. This point also we should know. That is why we cannot practice Zazen so well, you know. Because of our own karma, we suffer. If you eat too much, or if you work too hard, you cannot practice so well. But those problems, in your practice, it's also, if you think clearly, it is also exist in relationship to others, to other activity you have done. We have been practicing counting breathing practice. I'm sorry, very sorry. For you. For putting you in such a difficult practice. I know how difficult it is. But I think unless you know, until you know how difficult it is, you will find that you will not realize how important it is to practice counting, breathing, practice once in a while to check your practice. Actually, secret of counting, breathing practice is, if you laugh, I will not give you. I will not. This is rather, this secret must be kept only for me, but. As you have been practicing so hard without knowing. Why I put you in this practice. I only wanted you to know how difficult it is. Not only, you know, counting, breathing, practice, just to have good breathing is difficult enough. I will say, Dorian Zen said, excuse me, after all, what is your inhaling and exhaling? After all, what is it? Therefore, there is no self. After all, what is it? What is the exhaling and what is the inhaling? After all, what is it? Therefore, it is, maybe if you write this sentence, you know, after all, what is after all? what is it? And question mark. And many dots. And so, there is no self. After all, you know, who you are? You know, question mark. And many dots. So, there is no self. Do you understand? We are receiving many things from numberless people. And we are giving out many things to numberless people. We think we are just exhaling or inhaling. But where the air comes and where our exhaling is going, to where is it going? So there is no self. No one knows what we are doing. What is even just one exhaling is not possible to know. What is it? It is, we say, it is inhaling or exhaling. That is maybe right. But actually, no one knows what it is. Everything is like this, you know. James, you know, robe or dress is black. But what is black? If you dip the material 6 times, you know, in strong black thing, it may be almost black, but not complete, maybe. If you dip it 10 times, it may be black, but almost, still almost black. Then what is black? No one knows. But we know, as if we feel as if we know what is black exactly. Oh, that is black, we say, but if someone asks you, is that black? You may say, maybe black. Looks like black. It is almost impossible to know what is even black and what is human being, what is inhaling and exhaling. And if someone asks you, what is Zen? You know, is it possible to, answer for that kind of complicated, big practice? It is not possible. And what is counting, breathing, practice? The most people may think that is just beginner's practice. Just beginner's practice. Cannot be so difficult. If you have strong willpower, we can do it. If you have enough sleep and eat properly, then you can do it. But not that easy. That you can think that is easy is wrong, completely wrong. Nothing can be so easy. If you start to practice with this understanding, for the first place, you can practice counting, breathing, practice pretty well. Not complete, but pretty well. Actually, your posture, and your breathing, and your mudra is helping, counting, breathing, practice. So counting, breathing, practice also helping your posture and your breathing and calmness of your mind. So counting, breathing, practice is not just counting, breathing, practice. It is actually following breathing practice. And it may be skantaza too. So all those practice is actually many names of one practice. So it is wrong to think counting, breathing practice is just beginner's practice. It is not so. And just to follow your breathing is not following breathing practice. Just to sit just counting your breathing is not counting breathing. Practice. To count your breathing will be, you know, for the beginner, will help your practice. Like pain your legs will help your practice. But at the same time, it will be disturbance for your practice. Sometimes you feel much better to sit without counting, because if you count, it creates some disturbance to your for your calmness of your mind. But point is, without being disturbed by disturbance, or without relying on any help, to sit properly is skandhasana. So how to, practice our way without relying on something, without being disturbed by something, it's the point of our practice. You may, if someone asks, how should I do when we have too much idea in our mind? What should I do? You may say, let them come in, let them go out. That is how we practice that. To say in that way is very easy. Very, very easy. And someone who who asked him, oh, that's quite easy. If you sit, even though then it doesn't matter whatever you think in your practice. Let them come in. And let them go out. That if that is practice, then it's pretty easy. But actually, it is not that easy. When you, add something on your practice, like counting, breathing, practice. Naturally, in skandhasana, if you sit, without being bothered by anything, without relying on something else, just to sit, is skandhasana. But if you add something to it, you will realize how difficult it is to carry on our practice into our everyday life. And at the same time, if you find it difficult, then there is your key to open the secret as I told you, I'm not giving you, the secret of the box. But so that you may have a key to open the secret of the practice, I put you in counting Buddhism practice this time. In Doksan, I'm sorry I couldn't see you all, but I saw some of our students and some of comparatively new students, and I found that I'm very much satisfied with your answer. You gave me the answer which I expected. You came to the same conclusion. I think you have same key as mine. So the next thing we should do is to open the box. Thank you. here, Dogen Zenz talks about what is complete calmness. The complete calmness means to go beyond duality. How to go beyond duality is to practice something with complete effort, physical and mental. That is why we call it complete calmness, is because those activities we have include everything. So when each one of us include everything, there is no duality. Even though there's no duality, there is, interrelationship. And we are helping everyone, and we are helped by everyone. This is the final conclusion of our practice. Having this understanding always in your mind, and little by little improve your practice, it's in short how we practice Zazen. Tomorrow we'll have Shosan ceremony, The Shosan ceremony will be question and answer between student and teacher. And there must be some, common ground, there must be some mutual understanding, to express some certain idea in words. If possible, I want you to ask question. About one instance, about counting breathing practice, or about something which we discussed in our lectures. I think you must have understood something, you know, how we treat things and how we express our something which you have in your mind and how you solve the problem, how you work on your difficulties. Having this kind of understanding in your mind, I want to put it in the form of question, you know. It is not always mean to ask question, it's something you ask about which you don't know. You know. Even though you know it, you put it in form of question and ask and expect, you know, my answer for the question. That is, you know, more unlike question between teacher and disciple. It is kind of a mutual training. You know. To ask question is not to ask some help, you know, but to mutual training. In this way, back and forth, ancient Zen students train themselves. So, you can ask yourself some question and answer for the question back and forth. In your mind, you should do that. And if you prepare for that, you can ask me some questions. And see what I will say. So, question and answer is very interesting, you know. Even though you expect some answer, you know, my answer will go some other direction, you know. Even though my answer is not something you didn't expect, you should be able to follow the direction. You shouldn't be lost. And teacher will always try to put you in some confusion. Sometimes, teacher will give you some answer which you expect. But back and forth, in this way, we help with each other. So if it is question and answer is just to ask something which you don't know, it's not so meaningful, you know. When you don't know how you should help yourself, even so, you have some answer. You know, it will not work so well because you will not understand what really teacher meant by it. You will not have ear to listen to it. So it to know how we should discuss things, where we discuss things. I think this is it is a little bit earlier, but without having question and answer, leaving question and answer for tomorrow, we'll finish this evening's practice.